Hello and welcome back to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. I'm now joined by my friend Sean Klein from Terrible Tech. Good morning, Sean. Sean, I want to talk about what are the three top hot technologies that every small business should be looking at in 2011?
Into software. And so it gives you a lot more flexibility. You can take what was traditionally a number of different resources, consolidate them into, say, one. Cloud, of course, everyone's probably heard the buzzwords around that, and it's really been around for a long time, but you know, it's becoming more prevalent, and its ability for customers to access critical applications, whether it's for sales forecasting or productivity solutions over the internet, and be able to get benefits from that. And then, of course, offsite storage and disaster recovery really is an issue that someone really needs to worry about. A lot of people don't have very good plans for that, but it's a very important area.
It is amazing how many people don't take any time to even think about disaster recovery. You know, even if a small business owner, you know, if you even, like I had, well, this happened to me recently. I came downstairs, went to go to work, look at my laptop, it says reload the software. The operating system.
Right.
Luckily, just a reboot got around it and we got whatever was bothering it off. But, you know, I had luckily just backed everything up recently. But you see the dramatic effect, even on a small business owner like myself running it out of the home. If I lost my Outlook and everything in a blink of an eye, I'd have a pretty bad afternoon, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And what makes it worse is that sometimes you feel comfortable. You say, well, I've got a backup solution, but then you don't think about recovery. In other words, there's two sides to that coin, and sometimes it seems like everything's backed up, but if you haven't gone through the right processes to figure out what do you need to back up, how are you going to get it back, how quickly do you need to get it back, you know, if you have to get it back over the internet or something, that can take a long time. So there are a lot of things to consider in that area.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got the hard lesson on that, Sean. In a past life, my laptop died. And I wasn't 100% sure what was on the laptop. I thought everything was on the server, and guess what? Wasn't recoverable. Had to send it out to the clean room.
Exactly.
$2,125 later to find out there really wasn't much on the laptop that I hadn't backed up to the network.
Exactly.
But, you know, but all joking aside, $2,125 to a small business owner could potentially put them out of business.
Sure.
So it is kind of huge. Let's talk a little bit about your company, Terrible Tech. What can you tell me about them?
So we're about 24 years old and started out as a PC white box company. And so from there, it became a Hewlett-Packard SMB Elite and Microsoft Gold Small Business Specialist. And building on this, the company is really now a full-fledged managed service provider that helps small businesses save more money and have more flexible, robust infrastructure, technology systems. And you know, one of the ways we do that is to try to be really proactive and look at productivity-killing issues before they arise. So that's the main focus. And really, businesses continue to seek us out because we have a proven business model for proactive IT services. We've got top-notch technical people, strong expertise, and there's a major of issues around vendors and trying to configure what you need. And so we have a lot of experience in doing that and really putting IT issues in the language of the business that customers can understand.
You know, like I said, you hit on almost everything that I've had in a past life, because the challenge as a small business owner, and you know, I was working in a, not, it wasn't a small business, but it's just trying to stay up with things where, you know, I was looking for my IT guys to be my partners. You know, Sean, you know, tell me about what's going on. You know, hey, here's the new way of doing this. It's like I said, it's going to save you some time. It's going to be cheaper to do it. And a lot of times, a lot of the vendors out there are reactive. You know, when I say to you, hey, you know, I heard about voice over IP phone system. Maybe I should be doing that. Well, actually, you should have used it 4 years ago.
Right.
Well, why didn't you tell me 4 years ago? At least put it on my radar, because, you know, one of the things that I like to do is strategic planning from a budget standpoint, saying, okay, what are my priorities? And, you know, so I can know what I'm going to spend every year. So you can sit down with somebody and help them on that, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, see, that's the problem, is that there are a lot of vendors out there who are what they call break fix model.
Yep.
They kind of, when there's a problem, they come in and they try to solve it. And even someone who calls themselves a managed service provider, there's really, you have to dig into that and understand, well, what do they actually provide? And, you know, we really take an approach where we start with the business in mind, try to understand the goals, and say, all right, here are best practices in IT and how those align to your business goals. And then from there, we figure out what the projects are and what needs to be done. And, of course, all the support, both remote and on-site.
It's amazing to me that you have those long-term relationships, you know, thinking back to those days and how quickly, you know, you would turn over IT companies. You know, they would, the services just weren't there when you needed them, or, you know, they often couldn't tailor it to meet your company needs. that's a big issue, you know. So I was working in a small bank, and you'd have people come in, and I'm like, did you see the Bank of America sign on the door? You know, we it's great technology, Sean, but we can't afford it. So right. You can help tailor that, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we know customers always have choices. We're very sensitive to that, and we treasure every relationship we have. And, you know, I think that the direct feedback I get when I talk to customers is that we simply offer the best support that they can get, you know, and they compare it. You can always go and get lower prices on hardware or something like that. If you want to go to PC Mall, I'll put a plug out for them. But, you know, if you're interested in having a strategic partner, that's where we fit in.
So what do you think separates you from the competition?
Well, again, I think it's this proactive approach to IT. So many of our competitors operate under this project only or break fix mode. And, you know, customers have learned to value our ability to prevent problems from happening in the first place. And so that's really the main thing, where we go on site typically to customers on a regular basis, whether it's monthly or quarterly, depending on their needs, and then also have remote monitoring and remote support on an ongoing basis. But then also this technology scanning, and you really hit upon it when you said, well, why didn't I know about this 4 years ago? We're constantly looking at the technology roadmap. And we come in and we say, well, look, here are best practices. Here are the things you consider. Not that you should do them, because we're not interested in you spending money that you don't want to spend. But be aware of the risks you're taking if you don't, or the opportunities you're missing if you don't. And then you can make a business decision, because that's really, in the end of the day, what it's all about.
What do you see as some of the biggest challenges for small business owners?
Well, again, I think there are a plethora of vendors out there. And so within even a given vendor, there's a wildly complex maze to determine, you know, how to navigate that. And we really have over 20 years of navigating those waters and are very comfortable presenting different options while shielding our customers from the pain of that complexity and bureaucracy. You know, I think in one case, we had a customer who was working with a system integrator, and they just tend to mark up the prices because they're offering a bigger solution. And by just knowing where to go and how to source things, we were actually able to cut the price by 50%.
Wow.
Again, we don't focus on price, you know, because in fact, the total cost of ownership is much higher operating that equipment than initially getting it. But we do have experience in helping them understand what to get, how to get it at the best price, and then more importantly, on an ongoing basis, what to do over time.
I really think that does separate you from your competition, because a lot of firms just assume, like for instance, in my situation, the running joke was I was the IT guy because I sat closest to the server and I knew what the server was.
Sure.
But you know, that's fine. But when you're looking at, you know, hey, the whole business is dependent upon this infrastructure, you need to have quality people surrounding you that can give you strong advice. So I think that's the biggest thing.
Absolutely.
All right, the infamous cloud. That's my favorite thing in the whole world, is you see all these diagrams and it goes out to the cloud. And I'm like, well, are there thunderstorms in this cloud or what's going on in the cloud? Can you explain what the cloud is?
Sure. So again, this is not a new concept, actually. I mean, broadly speaking, it's internet-based computing. And actually, many, many years ago, they had application service providers, and now it moved to this new term, the cloud. And, you know, but all clouds are not equal, I'll say. If you're simply talking about a hosted application, someone's hosting your email, that has some benefits, right? It also has some risks. As we saw, I don't know if you heard about Gmail, went down recently. That's a cloud application. Mm-hmm. And so I have customers who have migrated to the cloud using that. So they have to understand that there are risks with that as well. But I think about three different types of use cases, if you will. There's that hosted application, which gives a certain amount of value. You don't have to buy the infrastructure. You can pay on an ongoing basis. You can scale up as you need it. But then there are things with more peer-to-peer capabilities. I mean, think about Facebook or think about yourself, where you're getting people to share information together. There are cloud applications which do that, say in security, where they're sharing vulnerabilities. That has increased value. And then finally, really high value things of you wouldn't be able to accomplish without cloud infrastructures. Think of very high-end, complex, computer-intensive technology where you're doing high computational models or something. Say you have a small manufacturing company and you want to leverage that. And that wouldn't be available on your, you wouldn't be able to buy the enough hardware to do it. So right. You go off and you use Amazon or you do something like that. So that's broadly what the cloud is, really.
Let's talk about some of the biggest security risks for small business owners.
Sure. Well, you know, there's traditional what is called perimeter security issues. And so these are firewalls and virus scans and anti-spam and all of that. And certainly those threats abound. And, you know, there's malware. And it's important to take best practices around that. But actually more important to that, to the small business perhaps, is inside the company, where there are threats. You can have employees who have access to things that, you know, maybe they're going to leave. And are they going to take their data with you? You have employees who are surfing the web, and maybe you don't know what they're coming upon. And that's in reality what a bigger threat is. And so that's why we think it's really important to have vulnerability assessments, to be able to look at which data you have and to not treat it all equally. Because your promotional materials, which are out on the web, it doesn't matter if you lose them because they're out there anywhere. Your financial records or your compliance-related issues, if you have, say, HIPAA in the healthcare industry, those are things you really have to lock down. And so taking an approach to this, an information-centric approach, so to speak, is quite helpful.
Right. You see a lot of people, Sean, they're worried about, you know, the Russian mafia, you know, getting into your system. But I agree with you. It's more of a disgruntled employee with a USB drive can do more damage than anything. One of the things that I want to get your opinion on is mobile devices, iPads, you know, Blackberries. I spend a lot of time in Panera because it's one of my offices. Mm-hmm. And I'm just stunned by how often I see someone just get up, go to the bathroom and leave their laptop sitting right there.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, maybe I don't need to steal your laptop, but the USB drive in my pocket, I could download your entire contents of your computer by the time you can go to the men's room. Talk a little bit about that and the security risk it presents.
Well, no, that's a great point for multiple reasons. I mean, physical security is important, but actually I mentioned virtualization, and I was talking more about server virtualization where you're consolidating multiple servers into one. There's another type of virtualization called endpoint virtualization where you start to provide access to these devices like tablets and whatnot over the internet, which they're all connected now anyway all the time, right? And your data doesn't actually reside on there. Or even on a laptop, it doesn't reside on there. It can get locked down in your data center. And so, in fact, that risk goes away if you implement some of these capabilities. But, you know, clearly everyone needs to take physical security precautions. You have to have best practices in terms of protecting whatever device you have. But also know that there are other ways to do things that you can essentially eliminate that worry.
Yeah, because I've been through the risk assessments. And it is amazing because, you know, it kind of puts the mirror up to you, Sean, and you realize, you know, well, I don't want to have to do that. One of the things we implemented was if you weren't using your computer for 3 minutes, the screen lock would come on. You'd have to enter your password in. And, I mean, I almost got killed on that. You got to be kidding me. I got to keep putting my password in because no one really understands, you know, because they don't want to understand the security risk, you know, of, like you said, working, you know, in any company and the data that you have, your client information, that someone could literally walk out with in a minute. So it's definitely a challenge.
Right. Well, you know, Gartner talks about the trade-off of cost, security, and ease of use. Those are the three trade-offs typically with security for employees. And so you're right. You know, you have to always make that balance of say, what am I willing to risk? How much am I willing to pay to protect it? And how much of an onus do I need to put on my employees or my partners or whomever to protect that data? And those are things that businesses need to look at.
Oh, I mean, I'm amazed, you know, just going out and about in life, how often you walk, you know, getting out of the car, you look at the car next to you and a laptop sitting right there. Mm. It's like, okay, couldn't you have taken a second, Sean? Please put in the trunk at least, you know, help us out a little bit. But people, you know, can be just so trusting and naive, unfortunately, and stuff. Let's talk a little bit about backups. You know, like we discussed a little bit earlier, people really just assume that their PCs are going to work forever. Can you talk about what the importance of backing things up?
Well, you know, this is a really rich area because, you know, you can talk about backups on site in your company. You can talk about offsite backups. But, you know, again, I think it's similar to security in the sense that you want to take, you don't want the high water level mark problem, so to speak. In other words, if you try to back up all of your data, it's going to be very expensive. If you try to back up all of your data offsite, it's going to be very expensive. But there are ways to intelligently look at what do you have and to segment that and to triage that and say, all right, here's 50 gigabytes. I got to have that data at all times or I'm in real trouble. Let's make sure that we're backing up offsite in case there's a disaster. I mean, we had a customer, you remember the floods, you know, what was it, you know, a while back there. And one of our customers, we have a picture actually on our website where it was just totally demolished. demolished. Bless you. And, you know, in fact, one of our customers on our website, they gave us a little bit of kind of a quote that said they were able to restore their data in record time from water damage using Critical Archive, which is our backup solution. And so, you know, it's the idea of being able to look at what you have, figure out, you know, which things do I need offsite, which things can I handle have on-site, and then have a recovery plan.
Sean, why don't we grab your contact information right now? We got a couple minutes left in the segment.
Great. So, yeah, feel free to give me a call. I'd love to talk to customers, 603-296-4845. Or if you like, you can go to www.turbotechcomputer.com/friendsofkevin.
Okay, we got one thing for you. That as a small business owner yourself, Sean, what do you see as products or services that small business owners can implement immediately to reduce IT costs?
Oh, I think virtualization is really number one. I think that, you know, whether you are actually consolidating servers or you only have one server, because the thing it does there is, from a backup and a recovery perspective, it's virtually instantaneous as compared to, you know, days long potentially to recover. So I think that's number one.
And what are some of the key steps business owners can take to turn their IT infrastructure into a business asset versus a liability, Sean?
Again, I think this is aligning IT with the business. This is not a new concept, but it's really very easy to fall into the trap of deploying IT in the traditional way organically without really taking the time to see what the business needs. So you need to create a roadmap and help the business get there through technology. It requires a much more diagnostic approach rather than starting with products and then deploying them just because that's the way it's always been done. When the business and IT, whether it's internal or external, sit down and review these objectives and best practices jointly, that's really a great step toward turning IT into an asset.
Absolutely is. It's been a great segment. Thanks for coming on the show, Sean.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kevin and Sean. This has been another great episode of Friends of Kevin Radio here on WSMN. Don't go away. Coming up next from 12 to 1, it's the debut of For the Health of It, a great health program hosted by Dr. Jenny Kretzinger. Coming up next on WSMN. Don't go away.